Well, what a surprise. My husband and I attend the morning service, and so poor Reverend Haley, she struggled for us. And my heart was so moved by that. And then when Rob was reading the scripture that we read this morning in 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in words or in tongue, but in deed and truth. And I love Reverend Haley so much that I just offered to be her voice. And so here we go. You know, there was this woman from Texas, and she traveled to St. Lucia just right after Hurricane David. The annual income of St. Lucia is $1,300, so it's an extremely poor country anyway. But after a hurricane, it was just ravaged. She went as a voluntary missionary, and she took her 12-year-old son, and she provided dental care. And it's a small island, so news traveled quickly about a woman dentist with her redheaded son traveling about. That island was originally French, and then the English owned it, and so it's really a mix of language. But to them, the lady from Texas sounded weird. And so Saturday, the missionary lady found out that she was supposed to bring the message for Sunday. And so she scrambled to put together a message. And as they were entering the church, this is such a poor, poor place. Their windows are open because there's no air conditioning. The people, instead of pews, there were like 2x6s on sawhorses. And it's just a church that we don't experience. Most of the windows had screens on them, but many of them did not. But as the missionary and the lady were traveling into the church, there were three men that we would describe as homeless people sitting right outside of the church on the curbing. And walking past those three guys, she expected that they would come into the church when it started, but they didn't. And as she began speaking, the sound of her voice, I believe, is what was the attraction. One of those heads popped around the door to look in, and then another one of those heads popped around the door to look in, and then the third head, which she thought of them as the Three Stooges. Why didn't they come into the church? What had happened in that church? What had happened with Christians to make them want to sit on the curb? But still, the sound of that voice. So she decided she was going to deviate from the message. She was going to tell them about apples. She'd heard a story from Charles Stanley on the radio about apples. You know, apples, you could pluck one from the tree. We've all done it. And you take a bite of it, and it's not had enough nutrients. And what does it taste like? Sour as can be. But an apple that's been on the tree for sufficient time with enough nutrients and growth for what it needs to truly become, you take a bite of that apple, and it's beautiful. And so wanted those Molier and Curley to know that maybe it was a sour apple, and that not all Christians are like that. And so, feeling quite victorious, she went home and explained to her husband what had happened on the 15th parallel. And he said, you know, they probably don't even know what an apple is. I said, why not? It's because they don't have freezes there. But was it the Texas voice they heard? Or perhaps was that God's voice through her? You know, today, Reverend Haley was under the weather. And it was an interesting thing because she intended to talk to you about the shepherd's voice today. You know, such a real and pertinent need that we all have in our lives to recognize God's voice is so vital. You know, especially in the times of storms and decisions in our lives, we need to be able to hear our Lord's voice above those circumstances. Today's passage gives us one of Jesus' great I am sayings. Beginning in verse 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for his sheep. There are other I am sayings. I am the bread of life. I am the truth and the life. I am the light of the world. I am living water. I am the resurrection and the life. You know, each teaches us a great underlying truth about who Jesus is and what our relationship with him is. But in the case of being the good shepherd, you know, Jesus is telling us how much he loves us and how he will never abandon us. People abandon us whether they want to or not, whether they leave because they mentally choose incorrectly or they get sick and they die. But Jesus will never leave us. You know, being a shepherd, it's a hard job. They have to make sure that those animals are fed. They have to make sure that they stay together in a little clump or a group so that they won't get hurt or lost. And they have to intervene if there's a wolf or a coyote that's trying to kill that one or many of those. You know, sometimes they even have to stay out in the field if there's been predators noted to be on the loose. In all things, the shepherd makes sure that the sheep are safe and taken care of. But not all shepherds are good. Only Jesus is good. Only Jesus is the good shepherd. Mainly because he loves the sheep. Because he loves us. He doesn't see the sheep as a commodity like the hired hand would. In verses 11 and 13, it says, "The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep." Jesus has a relationship with the sheep, with us. He is not just interested in us when there's no danger and when there's something in it for him. He loves us even more deeply than we love our children or we love ourselves. In John 10, verse 3, it says, "The sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. They recognize his voice and they follow him." Now, if you know anything about sheep, you know that sheep follow sheep, just like human beings. People are born to live in community. Now, we just can't help it. Some people may need to take a break from the community from time to time, but when push comes to shove, people will gather together. Sheep are the same, if not more. When the shepherd calls the sheep, they come running. We're going to show you a video now. It was filmed in Norway, and it's kind of a test that these men were putting on to it, and that what they really wanted to show was the validity of Jesus' claim that his sheep hear his voice. Let's watch that.
One more time.
Oh, one is
oh, dear.
Look at them, look at them.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
They are coming. Oh my God. my God. I can't believe this. Oh my God. Did she hurt the boys? Oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, Eunice made him go away.
Oh my God.
Was that cool or what?
Oh my God.
You will never have the same again.
Oh my God. I can't believe the video comes.
The voice of the one who loves you. What an important thing to listen to. You know, it's a matter of fellowship and love. We must spend time in prayer, in worship, in silence with our Lord. Then we hear his voice and we recognize it and we follow it. We saw with those people before the farmer, those goats were just eating. But when they recognize the voice, you know, this morning in our service, first service, what I thought of was Samuel, how Hannah had dedicated Samuel, if the Lord would just give her that baby. And she did. She honored what she asked God for. She left him in the temple, and he lived his whole life there with Eli. And then one night, the Lord called Samuel. And it took a couple of times for Eli to recognize that call, that God was calling Samuel. So even though Samuel had parked himself in the temple, learning God's voice, learning to listen to God and what he is calling you to, calling us all to, was what was the beginning of that call. You know, in John 10, verse 14, it says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. The question becomes, whose voice are we listening to? We hear hundreds of voices every day, and we can identify many of them just by their sound. Can you do that? Can you identify someone just by the sound of their voice? Have you ever been in Walmart? Mom! How many times have you picked up the phone and someone calls and says, hey, it's me? Well, you knew exactly who it was. That's how closely Jesus knows us and how closely he wants us to know him. But how often do we listen to the voices of others and follow them? How often do we put off, even ignore, the voice of the one who loves us most in favor of the hired hand, the one who wants us only because of what we can give him? Jesus calls us because he loves us. Others call us because they are looking for something from us. The minute we can no longer provide that something, they will go on to the next person who can provide it. Jesus is the only one who will never abandon us. He laid down his life for us, and we must hear him, seek him, and continue to call as he continues to call us time and time again. Leading sheep is tricky business. Sheep and humans, they're skittish and they're rebellious, and they often wander off into the most dangerous places. And sometimes they're just flat foolish. The sheep of Jesus are called to lead other sheep. But even the leaders are still the sheep of Jesus. We cannot afford to relinquish our status as his sheep. Our only hope is to listen to the voice of the good shepherd and to follow his voice, not the voices of all who compete for us, and those voices are many. There's nothing wrong with any of those other voices drowning out, but they must not drown out our shepherd's voice. We must hear God above all of those other beckoning voices. May we hear Jesus more clearly than we hear those other voices. Listen closely. Listen closely. God is calling you in Jesus' name.